We've seen elsewhere, for instance, in the 2020 or the 2016, the 2020 election, where people were voting in a lot of districts for health care, Obamacare, if you will. And Mark Melman has some new numbers, and in particular, those who are in Nevada. This is going to be interesting to see. Also, a little bit later on, Sigal Chadha, GOP candidate for Attorney General of Nevada, will join us and talk about her campaign and what it's going to take to unseat Aaron Ford. And by the way, Aaron Ford has been and really just a almost like a potted plant as our Attorney General. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
For a weather update, it's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The nation's most far-reaching curb on abortion since they were legalized a half century ago took effect on Wednesday in Texas, with the Supreme Court silent on an emergency appeal to put the law on hold. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is against Texas's new abortion law.
This extreme Texas law blatantly violates the constitutional right established under Roe v. Wade and upheld as precedent for nearly half a century. It will significantly impair women's access to the health care they need, particularly for communities of color and individuals with low incomes.
But Kimberlyn Schwartz of Texas Right to Life tells the Salem Radio Network the Biden administration has done nothing but push abortion in the country.
Joe Biden not only wants abortion on demand at any point in pregnancy, even moments before birth, but he also wants to pay for it with your tax dollars against your will.
At least 12 other states have passed pro-life laws, but all have been blocked from going into effect. A tornado touches down in the capital of Maryland.
A confirmed damaging tornado swept through central Anne Arundel County between Edgewater and Annapolis between 2 and 2:30 Eastern. No injuries have been reported. Social media showed windows blown out and power lines down on the main business thoroughfare of West Street. The football field at a high school in Edgewater was also damaged. A tornado and flash flood watch remains in effect for the region into the evening. Flooding has been reported in Frederick County, Maryland, which has required at least 6 swift water rescues. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The tornado was part of the remnants of Hurricane Ida now making its way up the Atlantic seaboard. A small section of New Orleans saw the lights go back on after Hurricane Ida blacked out the entire city. Officials with the power company Entergy said electricity was restored to about 11,500 customers early Wednesday morning. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 48 points, the NASDAQ rose 50, the S&P advanced 1. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMTQ News Flash powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas house hunters are dealing with fast rising prices. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index shows Southern Nevada home prices increased by more than 19% in June when compared to the same time last year, bettering the national rate of 18.6%. All 20 metro areas in the survey reported double-digit gains, with Phoenix leading the way with a 29% increase. Local real estate experts say it is becoming difficult to buy a home in the Las Vegas area, with some fearing the market is becoming unaffordable. Southern Nevada buyers have flooded the market with offers that are routinely over the asking price, and builders have put some buyers on waiting lists. Well, a new ad campaign aimed at bringing sports fans to town calls Las Vegas the greatest arena on earth. Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority CEO Steve Hill says the new spot moves Las Vegas from the entertainment capital of the world to the sports and entertainment capital of the world. We played that 30-second spot yesterday right here on Live and Local. The Raiders made just over 1,800 tickets available to the public today after they were returned to the team by fans who did not want to be vaccinated against COVID-19.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Got a crash that's blocking the 3 left lanes. Interstate 15 northbound just past Tropicana. You're backed up all the way to the 215 interchange there on Interstate 15 northbound. Also, road work continues on the 515, only 2 lanes available, 515 eastbound at Main and 515 west at Eastern.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Before the pandemic, there's a group called Consumers for Quality Care, or CQC, research that showed that Americans were more concerned with health care costs than the costs related to retirement, to housing, to health care, child care, I should say, higher education. The pandemic put even more pressure on our nation's health care infrastructure. And now recent research conducted by the Melman Group, conducted on behalf of Consumers for Quality Care, shows that voters in Nevada and across the U.S. want elected officials to get these health care costs down. How do we go about doing it? Mark Melman joining us. He is the CEO of the Melman Group polling and consulting firm, and he joins us. Mark, how you doing?
Fine, thanks. Great to be with you, Kevin.
What has changed since the pandemic? We're on the backside of the pandemic. You've been involved in doing research recently. How has it changed, or has it changed?
Well, you know, there are a lot of things that remain the same, which is to say that people are very concerned about the cost of health care. Over 7 in 10 Nevadans say that the cost of health care today is going up faster than their income, which means health care is becoming increasingly difficult to afford. You know, we have over 60% of Nevadans say that they've struggled at some point to pay a medical bill, even while they had health insurance. And right now we've got over a quarter who have actively unpaid bills or overdue medical bills that they're having difficulty paying off. So these health care costs remain a tremendous burden on Nevadans and a tremendous concern of Nevadans.
Mark, I'm curious. I've been following health care religiously since 2010 and the growth of Obamacare and how it was supposed to bend the cost curve down for health care in America. Yet people I talk to, consumers, they say that's not the way it worked out. Why didn't it work out that way?
Well, I'm not sure that it didn't work out that way, to be honest. You know, the reality is people are concerned about increasing costs. Costs are going up. But without Obamacare, they would have gone up even more. And they're going to go up even more for people who find it most difficult to afford those costs. Now, that doesn't make it any easier for people who are struggling with health care costs. But I think we have to say Obamacare has been a success. It hasn't been as much of a success in controlling costs as people hoped and thought it might be, but it has had some success. The question now is, how do we build on Obamacare? How do we fix it? How do we build on it to make sure that we do bring costs under control? And there are a lot of things that people are interested in doing, dealing with, for example, surprise bills or high deductibles. Those are things that we can deal with and need to deal with and will make a real difference in people's lives.
Mark, why haven't we been able to control the price of pharmaceuticals, of drugs?
Well, look, that's an important question as well. But, you know, the reality is that people in the United States pay the cost of research and development for drugs, and people in other countries refuse to pay those costs. And so the pharmaceutical companies charge us because we seem to be willing to pay. Other countries are unwilling to pay those costs, and so they don't pay.
I want to ask you about the consumer. We have traditionally, as consumers, taken whatever it is the healthcare industry gives us. And do you get a sense through your polling or just anecdotal evidence that maybe people are ready to fight back?
Oh, there's no question people are ready to fight back. They've been ready to fight back for a long time. We need to make sure that the politicians and our elected officials are doing what the public wants here. And the public wants them, again, to build on Obamacare, but to get these costs under control, whether it's prescription drug costs, whether it's high deductibles, co-pays and the like. That's what they are, and surprise bills. Those are the kind of things that they that the public wants our political leaders to tackle. And, you know, they would like to, you know, on the one hand, make sure that insurance company deductibles are low enough that they don't get in the way of affording quality care. And at the same time, they want to make sure that those private insurance companies are selling plans that cover enough of one's medical expenses to make it affordable to get care. And people want to be easier to see a doctor. I mean, the reality is 56% of Nevadans think there are too few doctors in Nevada. That's another important fix. People want to see more doctors in Nevada. They want it to be easier to get get an appointment, see a specialist. You know, we have a goodly portion of folks in Nevada who are telling us that they think they would, if they, with certain kinds of diseases, if they got sick, they'd have to seek treatment outside the state because they don't think they're the sufficient physicians in the state to be able to deal with those problems. So there's a whole complex of issues here around healthcare that people are very concerned about, very mobilized around, and they're looking for their political leaders to take action on these issues to make sure that these problems are diminished.
I've always tried to ask the question of elected officials, you know, why don't you change this? Why don't you do something different? And sometimes I've had elected leaders point at insurance commissioners of every state in the union who essentially have to approve deductibles, premiums. All of that have to go through the insurance commissioner. Is there a responsibility there that maybe we need to hold them accountable?
Well, you know, that honestly differs from state to state in terms of how much authority, how much responsibility they have. But the bottom line is we need some changes to the system. We need some changes to the laws under which these insurance companies operate. And that's really a critical element of this. Whether you invest more power in insurance commissioners or more power in legislatures or wherever you put the power, the key issue is, are the people who make the laws going to pass laws that we need to hold down these health care costs?
Mark Melman joining us. He is the CEO of the Melman Group, a polling firm nationally. And let me just ask you, because I know in recent elections, even some of the special elections, Obamacare, health care costs, anything that's health care related has been a factor in some of these races, getting not just Democrats but Republicans elected. Do you see in 22 the midterm elections health care being on the ballot?
I think it very much will be on the ballot. Again, we're seeing people very concerned about the cost of health care. It remains a top concern for the American public, and those kinds of issues, when they are deep concerns, abiding concerns of voters, they become key election issues as well. So I have every expectation that we'll see this issue debated and discussed in election 2022, and the health care issues, particularly the cost of health care, will prove to be a very important set of issues in that election year.
Mark, if folks want to find out more about what you're up to at the Melman Group and maybe check in on some of the numbers that you've come up with through your research, how do they go about finding you?
Well, in this context, the best place to go is consumersforqualitycare.com, and that's number four, Consumers for Quality Care. So that's the place to go to really get information about these healthcare issues. The Melman Group is also online, but Consumers for Quality Care is the place to go for information about healthcare.
Hey, Mark, you have a great rest of your week. Thanks so much. Have a great holiday coming up, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much. You too. All the very best.
There you go. Mark Melman, the CEO of the Melman Group, a polling and consulting firm. Interesting. The big question is, what's the fix? And I mean, there are some powerful, powerful forces. Big Pharma is a huge, huge a power in Washington, D.C. And the fact is that I can remember back to 2010 when they were debating Obamacare. And they were on the floor of the United States Senate, and they were debating being able to import drugs from other countries. Germany, England, Canada. And all of a sudden, Big Pharma reared its ugly head, and boom, it was like, nope, not going to do it this time around. And so we're still spending tons more than the rest of the world for all these pharmaceuticals. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. According to a recent Gallup poll, people in their 20s think they'll retire early. By the time they're in their 50s, it's a whole different view. Joining me today is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. So, Coach, it seems we all have that reality check when we reach that financial red zone, don't we?
Well, Steve, it sounds fun, doesn't it? Oh, I'm going to retire early.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is you get to retirement, you don't have enough money, or the money's not allocated correctly, or we have a market crash the day before you're going to retire. Keep in mind, I've always said on my radio show, when we're talking about people that are up in the stock market and bragging to all their friends, I say you're not up until you're out. Same thing go for the Bitcoin and all the other stuff people are talking about these days, and now Bitcoin's going to the moon. But of course, if you haven't liquidated any of it, you haven't made any money. It's fun to look at the paper that says you have. It's more fun to look at the green paper that says you really have.
Right.
So liquidating. So making sure you do the right thing at the right time is very important and can get you to retire earlier if you do the right thing ahead of time. Now, one of the main things we do to help accentuate this and accelerate the retirement planning process is to make sure you have a retirement income plan. We call it a financial fill-up strategy, Steve. There's the sound we use on our radio show. That means every single month for the rest of your life, when you decide to retire, a check arrives to your mailbox. You pass away, your spouse continues to get that check. You both pass away, whatever's left goes on to your family. There's no games or gimmicks in the new income planning world, and this will take the worry out of living in retirement, giving you upside potential, income flexibility, and guaranteed income for life. Steve, this will put you ahead of the curve in retirement planning. The next 10 people will do it for you at no cost or obligation. This is a $1,000 value. Also have a 3-book set and a box set on retirement. Call right now.
That sounds fantastic. Coach, don't miss out on this one. 888-702-6932. Call 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're still getting a reaction to the president's speech yesterday, and I really respect Pete Hegseth. He's been on the show many times over the years, dating back to when he was president of Concerned Veterans for America. And now he is, of course, a big star on Fox Nation and Fox and Friends Weekend, and he's everywhere. He was on with Brian Kilmeade yesterday about what went wrong in Afghanistan. This is cut six. Pete Hegseth, yesterday on Fox.
We knew this was going to happen, but I just love the way General McKenzie said, yeah, we had seats open on the plane, but no one came. Maybe because the gates were locked, people tried to get through. No wonder the seats were empty. I even doubt the total number of evacuees. They might have the seats, but a lot of these planes left half full.
Yeah, they did. But in that last photo, which is a powerful image, Major General Christopher Donahue, he was the commander of the 82nd Airborne, the last one to get on that aircraft. I don't blame him for that.
No.
If I'm him, I'm getting every single one of my men and women on that aircraft as quickly as possible, ahead of the deadline, because of the threat assessment, because of the ineptitude of higher brass and the White House. If I'm him, I'm getting out. Ultimately, the process was haphazard over the last 2 weeks. His soldiers, those Marines who we lost, did what they could to grab Afghans through gates that were open in a haphazard manner at certain times based on conflicting guidance from the State Department. And as a result of the failure of leadership at the top, not of him, at the top, we have hundreds of American citizens left behind. And, and I sit here, you know, you sleep on it and you text with a lot of Afghan vets, and I wish they could speak right now. And so I try hard to channel on behalf of them. And the overarching feeling that I get time and time again is a feeling of betrayal, a feeling of failure, a feeling of weakness, a feeling of dishonor, and ultimately a feeling that there needs to be accountability somewhere, anywhere. And that picture of General Donahue, from all I've heard, he's a great soldier. But if you look at the information, there's been hundreds of generals in the field over the last 20 years in these conflicts, and not one has ever been relieved by military brass for combat ineffectiveness. These are wars that were lost not by the troops on the ground, but by political leaders and generals who didn't advance the right strategy. Yeah. And as a result, as you said, we've left troops, we've left American citizens and allies on the ground, and we've left the most legitimized, the most robust, the most radical and dangerous terror army the world has ever seen behind us 20 years after 9/11. The group that we fought is back, armed with the Haqqani network and Al-Qaeda, and Brian, as you did in that last segment, our Black Hawks and our weapons. That's what's as demoralizing as anything else. It's not clear when we get to this 20th anniversary. What is clear is that we're less safe, unfortunately. Yeah. Maybe we understand the threat just a little bit better, Islamism, maybe, just a little bit, but ultimately, the realities on the ground show that we didn't, as far if you're going to weigh the wins and losses, we didn't get much out of that effort, despite the sheer valor of so many of two decades.
What is amazing is the money we've spent, the lives that have been lost, 2,400. I left, you know, when the final chopper left Kabul, I was so deflated. I thought that I would really be excited, but I was deflated because we didn't get much bang for the buck for the loss of blood and treasure. We just didn't, and that's what's so sad. And then you've got a president who continues to lie to the American people. Sean Hannity last night talked about the Reuters report, and we were talking about that with Chuck Muth, that implicates Biden in the Afghanistan screw-up. Let's go to cut three, see if we can squeeze this in before the bottom of the hour. This is Sean Hannity talking about that Reuters report implicating Biden. He knew months ago that this was not going to go well, and yet he kept it from the American people. This was Hannity last night.
We have major breaking news at this hour out of Afghanistan. According to a phone call just obtained by Reuters from July, President Biden warning the Afghan President Ghani, you know, the guy that fled with all that money, that the fight against the Taliban was, quote, not going well, and that he needed to change the perception, and quote, there is a need, whether it's true or not, to project a different picture. In other words, in July, Biden knew things were going bad, going south. The intel community, and we have been reporting this, has been correct from day one. That's why the CIA left 6-7 weeks earlier. But instead of stopping the Taliban and stopping a withdrawal and protecting our interests, Joe Biden was only worried about optics, projecting a different picture. This is a disgrace, because what that means is Joe Biden knew that it was